Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 19th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing great, man. It's a good morning to wake up, and I'm feeling good to update people about these feeds. Let me know if this was okay or if you want me to redo it with a more aggressive, angry tone.
Yeah, if you could just do it one more time, just like really angry, that would help a lot, Puya.
All right. These feeds are nonsense. I'm annoyed. I need a smoke.
Oh, this is great. This is going to make perfect TV. Everybody loves this. Yes, we are here to talk to you about the Wednesday night episode and everything that went down on the live feeds yesterday. Lots of good stuff on the live feed. So if you want to know the real story for tonight, make sure you tune in. But first, we will talk about the episode, and we will not be spoiling anything, I promise. So let's get right into that. It looks like the chat room is down right now. I can't seem to reach it. I don't know if that's just me or if it's true of everyone. But if you want to chat at me, just send me some stuff on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. So let's get into this episode. It's the veto episode of Big Brother Canada 6 for, this is what, week 6?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So we have Johnny and Ryan on the block, and this episode is really going to be focused on Johnny, thank God. This is the story of Johnny trying to, obviously he got screwed by the twist to some extent. He made some mistakes, lying about his vote, getting angry at Kayla. And now he is on the block and he is going to spend the episode trying to recover from those mistakes and somehow survive this week. That's going to be really the story of the episode. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of watched him. We kind of watched an expansion on what he's going through, how he's going to be navigating through everything going on. I feel like tonight's episode is going to be a lot, but I think they set the pace already with this episode last night to kind of cover what's going on through Johnny's brain right now and how he's going to be battling everything being on the block moving forward.
Yeah, especially this first part of the episode is really Johnny going around to a bunch of different people, like trying to campaign and trying to recover from this. And basically all of them after he leaves the room going, nah, we don't trust this guy. We're not into this. We want to send him home. And then by the end of the episode, he's made some progress. So it's some slow progress for Johnny in terms of at least one battlefront. We also got some goofy Ryan. We haven't lost that yet, Puya.
No, I mean, we are not going to lose that at all. That's been part of Ryan's persona. He's very ponderful in the diary room, very dad jokes. And we kind of got a little bit more of that again last night. And the fact that he's been in every veto thus far, too, has not made him shy away from being in the diary room as often as he is during the competitions to say some things.
Yes. We also did see, I can't remember who it was. Somebody tweeted at me like, one good thing that Ryan has given us is that he got Johnny to talk to us more. He talks to the cameras more often. And so now we're getting these shots on the episode where, Johnny is like, I'm thirsty to sink my fangs into Dayla's neck. I want revenge so bad. I find it enjoyable watching this. I mean, I feel like talking to the cameras has become what diary rooms used to be, which is just an unfiltered, I'm just going to talk. One non-spoiler thing that we can tell you from the feeds that we referenced at the top of the show is that there was a diary room leak with Will. And obviously, we know what goes on in the diary. We can tell by how it comes off. It's so stilted and robotic. He basically says a line and that was fed to him, and then they're like, "No, say that angrier." And it's just like it's nothing in the diary room is real. And so the best that we have now for the old school diary room sessions is just people talking to the cameras, and it's compelling. There's a reason why you're constantly showing people talking to the cameras in the house, producers. It's because when you give them an opportunity to just speak to us, it's compelling, and that's why it's worth showing in the episode so often. So why don't you let them do that in the diary room?
Yeah, and I feel like when you try and direct people to say things a certain way, obviously it comes out rehearsed, obviously it comes out like scripted, and we've always seen that with the DR. I feel like there are a bunch of offenders of this. Like, some people tend to make it seem natural somewhat, or are able to articulate it in a way where you're like, okay, that was like organic. However, a lot of people, we definitely find that to not be true. Namely, off the top of my head, I feel like Ryan does that a little bit. Will, obviously, we saw that. Maddie, especially. So I do really enjoy when they talk to the cameras themselves, because it's kind of, you're going to have your own thing. I feel like as someone who's watched The Office and Parks and Recreation, I've always thought about the idea of like just turning your head to a camera that's not there and kind of making a face. And this is that, but verbal. And I do enjoy that a lot. So.
Yeah, I do feel like the more that we talk about it, the more that I think about it, I think a large portion of the issue of Big Brother Canada comes down to probably this is a budgetary thing, but just like their inability to put more time and effort into the show. I think that they edit the show based on a, you know, predetermined script, and twists help them make the game simpler and easier to digest and easier to edit. And so that's one of the reasons why they probably do twists. And these very, very scripted diary rooms are another thing. Like, they have the episode like written, and then they get the quotes from the contestants after the fact. I'm pretty sure that's the case with Big Brother Canada. I don't think that's nearly the case with Big Brother US. And it's probably just because, the Big Brother US team is probably a lot bigger, and they have a lot more time, and they have a lot more talent. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that could be the issue. And if that's the case, then, you know, on one hand, you know, at least there's a somewhat legitimate reason for them doing these things. But on the other hand, it's unfortunate that that we can't have better stuff.
Right. And to that point, Taryn, I also feel like, because I've, you know, like comparing this to like, let's say a BB Can 2. I feel like obviously I can notice a lot of differences. And I think the fact that we have so much sponsored content this season, we have to have Hasbro have a segment. Wendy's has to have a segment. Skip the Dishes gets some kind of a segment once every week or 2 weeks, biweekly. That removes so much more time from the episode, where like they just simply cannot, even if they spent every other bit of the episode giving us what we want as far as giving the storyline that's actually happening, they can't, because there'll be too many holes in the plot. There'll be too many gaps. The casual audience may not grasp what the hell's going on because of how much time we're giving away to this other like non-game content. So then by default, what they try and do is exactly what you said. They try and steer it in a certain way. They try and kind of get the narrative they want or they've written out, and that the easiest way to do that is to use the DR time that they're airing to get that narrative or get that storyline that they want out there and explain.
Yes, so we get to the veto competition, and Johnny is basically, you know, it's this is win or die here, and he needs to beat Derek, even though he lost to Derek. Man, Johnny just keeps coming close to beating Derek in the tiebreaker and then in this veto competition. And we have the setup of the veto competition is this kind of thing where you are seated, and the people at the lowest end of the seating, they have to beat everyone to win the competition. And if you are at the highest seated spot, then you only have to beat one person because that's the way things go. And normally you would think, and I think it really is dependent on the kind of competition. But we've seen many times, and I tweeted this out, that like, usually being at the bottom of the seeding is actually better for you, because while obviously you might lose in fourth or fifth or sixth or whatever place, if you win and you continue to win, then you are being able, you have the chance to practice and get better at the competition. This is exactly what happened with Frank on Big Brother 14, the week that he won and the funeral happened. He had the chance to face off against basically every single person. And by the time he faced off against the last person, he was completely untouchable because he had so much practice. So I think that kind of came into play here. Obviously, there's a decent amount of skill, but there's also a decent amount of luck with the catapults. So I do think that Derek had an edge here, but obviously Johnny made it close anyway.
Right. Yeah, he really did. His first shot honestly took him to the final round, which was nice. But I do agree with you. I think that we have seen a couple competitions similar to this in the past. Well, not specifically like physically, but like mechanic wise, where if you're seated bottom, if you win that first one, you've already got a hang of it and you have an advantage moving forward. There was the one where they got to move the ball up the little like wall puzzle thing. I think if I remember correctly, because a lot has happened since then. But Mark with his bowl arena kind of had that, where he kept having to face people and like just getting a feel for that game works, because at the end of the day, a lot of these games are kind of carnival-esque. So the more you practice, the better you are right off the bat. It has nothing to do with natural ability. And we did see Johnny get really, really close, given that he only had the one shot. It really did come down to one versus one. And Derek did pull out the win. Derek now 2-0 against Johnny this week.
Yeah, it's interesting because like in the knockout competitions where you like where it's a question or if it's like true false or before after whatever it is, and you have to like choose the people that go up next, I think it generally is a disadvantage to go more often, because with questions it's hard to get better at them. It's just like hopefully you know the question that is put up in front of you, and the more questions you have to answer, the more likely it is that you're going to miss one of them. However, with a skill-based competition, the more you do it, the better you're going to be at it. Of course, that's not true of somebody like, say, Paris, who was very bad at the catapulting, probably never would have gotten much better. For her, it was probably a good idea to try to get as high a seed as possible, because then maybe she just gets lucky in the final round. But for the people that are good at this and are capable of getting better very quickly, like Derek, like Johnny, I do think that it is an advantage to get the lower seed. So if Johnny had just been worse at that initial toss, he might have been better off. He might have won the veto, and everything would have changed this week.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have gotten the feeds we've gotten. So it would not have been as fun, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. So Derek has the veto here. And this is when Johnny's campaigning seems to take a turn. He manages to convince Allie and Liv in a conversation that they want to keep him in the house. After he leaves, Liv is talking to Allie like, did that feel good? Did that feel genuine? I feel like that was good. And they're like, yeah, that was good. Maybe we should keep him. How do we do this? They come up with, I'm very confused as to why they even included this in the episode, to be honest. Because I mean, it's a detail that I mentioned in the feed updates. But that's because I mention as many details as I can. It didn't ever really pan out, but they give him the plan of go to Dayla and throw our names out there and see if they throw us under the bus. And I honestly don't even know how that relates to saving Johnny anyway. And he doesn't end up doing it, and it doesn't end up mattering in any way. So I was just a little confused as to where this came from.
I would imagine the only thing I can pick out at this is that they kind of want to show some kind of friction. They don't want to show them being all gung-ho together no matter what. This kind of shows Allie and Liv in a position where they're constantly thinking and they're not just goofing off, which I feel like the episodes have really shown them to do. You know, they're practicing dancing together, and, you know, Olivia's got her eye rolls. Olivia's got her, you know, upset about everything, not really happy, doesn't care. Everything's tacky, which I feel like they're trying to have them come out of that shell and show them as actual players, show them as people who are thinking critically. Even if it didn't pan out, it was something to just show them having activity beyond just them being a fun duo together.
Yeah, I guess it does kind of help showcase that like Ali and Liv are skeptical of Dayla. Like this right. is one of the reasons why they might be doing this, because they don't trust Dayla and they expect Dayla to throw them under the bus. Episode wise, it didn't really work. Johnny ends up talking to Dayla and proposes like, again, like, let's work together. Let's do this and do that and blah, blah, blah. He says, I didn't even need to use their plan. This might have worked. But of course, it doesn't work. I was expecting them to be to like really throw Johnny under the bus, like, oh, I didn't use their plan. And then as soon as he leaves, they show Dayla being like, nah, we're not keeping him. But they really did go for the misdirect. And they were like, yeah. We like what he said. Maybe we should keep him. But of course, Derek ultimately makes the decision not to use the veto.
Yeah. And to honestly go back to your early point, Johnny is someone that we've seen throughout the season. He's able to garner sympathy. He's able to make people feel good. We talked about earlier this week how he had a lot of fumbling right after Erica left, obviously with his like lie that he was trying to plant that he did not vote out. Will. And he's just able to get this good side out of people and like get good footing with people, even if he's done them wrong. And it's very fascinating to see. Obviously, the show wanted us to feel like, oh, something could happen here, because like the veto ceremony otherwise would be ho-hum. But we're going to get to it. I just feel like Johnny has this ability to make people feel really good to the point where you know what happens.
Yes. I should say that like, at this point, especially in the episode, like Johnny is, he's dead to rights here. He was not saved by Derek and Kayla. And we've been talking about on the feeds, the situation where the ability, like the possibility for Johnny to save himself with the layout of the votes is very slim, because, just to give a general sense, if you only have been listening to the recaps, you haven't listened to any feed stuff. The groups in the house are Derek and Kayla, Ali and Liv, Paris, Maddie and Will, and then Ryan and Johnny are now out on their own. With Dayla wanting Johnny out of the house, Johnny needs 4 votes to stay, which means he needs to get votes from both different groups, the Paris, Maddie, Will group and the Ali Liv group, who don't like each other. He needs to somehow unite them into one common purpose, which is to save him, which is obviously a very difficult thing to do. And that's where Johnny ends up at the end of this episode. And he's going to obviously be doing some campaigning. And I'm sure you have inferred at this point that it's been some exciting feeds. We don't know how it's going to necessarily play out yet, but I highly recommend you stick around for the live feed portion of this episode. This podcast, because I don't trust the episodes to portray it in all of its wonderfulness. So make sure you stick around this time.
Yeah, I mean, also, even if they wanted to, there's just not enough time in this 1 hour slot with the speeches and then the vote outs and then the post interview. Like, we're talking like about maybe 30 minutes if we're lucky for them to cover everything that's happened. So you're not going to get that. Also, if you're going to frequent Twitter later, you're going to be seeing a lot of these things anyways, right around like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So hang out with us. We'll talk some things.
Yes. So I think that's all we've got for you for the recap. You can bounce out here if you don't want the spoilers. Again, I highly recommend that you stick around. Maybe you can come back to this podcast after you watch tonight's episode, if that's what you want to do, to get the full story of what happened. It's good stuff. So I recommend it. But here's your chance. Get out of here now, because we are going to be updating you on everything that happened on these Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds yesterday. And boy, it's a doozy. We come straight in from the day before, obviously, when we had a lengthy update about Johnny managing to walk that tightrope that we've been talking about, the tightrope, the seesaw, the bucket with a hole in it. There's lots of different ways to describe this, but he managed to get all 5 people on board by the end of last night, Paris, Maddie, Will, as well as Ali and Liv. And the question was, is he going to be able to maintain this until Thursday night? And so that was the question heading into yesterday. The major things in the way were obviously once Dela finds out about this, can they just shake things up? And also, if anybody says almost anything to anybody, this whole thing could crumble and fall apart and Johnny could go home. So that's the premise as we start the day. Maddie and Will have an initial conversation where they're confirming to each other, is this real? Do we want to do this? And they're like, yeah, we do. We want Johnny to stay in this house. So the flip has stuck with Maddie and Will. Johnny is safe with them. His plan has worked with them for now. They are on board.
That's one side that he solidified. And as you had mentioned with Matt, Allie and Liv are another two that he has pretty much had wrapped up. Obviously, he's going to have conversations with them again. And Dela was the one side. And then everyone's worried about Will and Maddie specifically are worried about Paris. What do we do about Paris? I don't think Paris wants this. Paris wants to keep Ryan. She's very gung-ho on keeping Ryan. So then we kind of see the day move along. And slowly but surely, don't worry, guys. Every single person that we have mentioned does get a conversation and about this, does know what's going on moving forward. And let's just continue.
Yes. So this is obviously there's one outcome that happens over the course of the day. Johnny is trying to stay, but there's actually a lot of things that are changing in the house because of what Johnny has done. So between which people are voting for him and why, and where they think they stand and where people actually stand, a lot has changed. Because that's what Johnny needed to do. If Johnny wanted to stay, he needed to change the entire landscape of the house, and he has managed to do that. I guess I think we'll go through the events of the day, and then I'll try to give a brief recap of how things went down, a more concise version of it, and where people stand. So if you want a good quick and clean version without as many details, stick in here until the end of the podcast and I'll try and give a cleaner version. But for now, we'll go down the list and see what happened throughout the day.
Let's do it. Too long didn't read version coming up, guys.
Yes. So Johnny wakes up and he's exhausted from the day before, where he was talking all day long. He doesn't want to have to talk as much today, but he's gonna have to talk a lot today because he needs to stay on top and oversee this flip over the course of the day. Our good friend Matt tweeted out a great tweet of a bunch of images of Johnny in the catacombs, just speaking with people one-on-one over and over, as though that is his HOH room this week. He's just going to be bringing people down into hell with him and then flipping them. And it's going to be very fun to watch. And Maddie, in the beginning of the day, because again, this is one of the big things, is that Dela needs to find out that Johnny is staying. Maddie is one of the first people to give a little bit of a hint to Dela. You know, I feel like maybe I should vote Ryan out regardless of whatever anyone else is doing. I just out of principle, I don't like the guy. I just think maybe I would want to vote Ryan out. And I think that's one of the things that starts to get their wheels turning when Allie and Liv come to them later in the day.
Yeah, and I feel like Maddie kind of decides this is my way of justifying my vote. Because at this point, they're still trying to walk around eggshells with Dela. Because once Dela finds out this is a thing, they don't know how they're going to react. They're assuming the worst, which is they're going to freak out. They're going to turn the tables around. They're going to try and shake everyone off. So Maddie decides, okay, I'm just going to make it seem like it's a one for one. I have my own vendetta with Ryan. I'm going to put my vote on him. That's just me. That's what I'm going to do. And then, as you mentioned, you know, Allie and Liv come in later and kind of start fortifying this idea that's been already somewhat put out there by Maddie towards Kayla.
Yes. Paris, Will is confirming to Johnny that, of course, he is on the board still, but he needs to get Paris on board because Paris was doubting things toward the end of the day yesterday. Paris does tell Will, you know what? It's okay. I'm on board. I understand that everyone else is on board. But here's what we need to do. I want to pretend that I am not on board with this. I want to pretend that I am very unsure and that other people need to convince me. Allie and Liv need to convince me. And I'm going to pretend to Dayla that I'm not on board with this because I don't want them to be mad at me. So that's going to be Paris's angle throughout the day. Interestingly, I think it ends up helping Johnny's case and hurting Paris over the course of the day, which we'll try to explain as it goes along. Paris has a conversation with Allie where they sort of confirm we're doing this, we're saving Johnny. And then it's kind of like a race to who can do better work with Dayla to, you know, prevent them from being angry at us. And so Allie and Liv run to Dayla first. They are going to be the first people to truly break the news. They're saying, briefly before that, they do doubt their decision for a moment. They go, wait a minute. Why are we keeping Johnny? Is this good for us? Aren't we coming after him anyway? Like, is this a good thing? And they're like, nah, it's a good thing. It's because he's a target and all of the reasons that he told us, you know, it's a good thing. And then they're on board. And then they go up and they talk to Dale.
Mm-hmm. There's one thing that keeps coming back, both on the feeds and on the live feed updates. A lot of the strategy is placed around this mythical triple. Mm-hmm. This urban legend, the triple eviction that's coming around, because they're doubting it. And Olivia's like, well, if we're going to get him out in the triple anyways, why don't we just get rid of him now? And Allie explains to her that, listen, if we keep Johnny, that's another chance that Johnny will go up on the block on the triple and will be targeted before us. And if he wins the triple, he's not going to put us up. So we should be good either way. And that kind of, well, that's all that Liv needed to hear. And to add on to your point earlier about how now it's a mission of who gets to Dayla first. It was like one of those sitcom tropes where you find out some first person in the store gets a big discount and the two people act like they're not interested. And they both bolt for the door at the same time. It's like, who's going to get in Dayla's ear first? Allie and Liv get there. They get the discount.
Yes. So they go to Dayla and they say, look, Allie, of course, takes the lead. We're really thinking about keeping Johnny here. I feel like that's the best move for us. Dayla is pushing back. They're like, wait, hold on. No, Johnny should be leaving. Ryan is not as much of a threat. So on all of the same arguments that they've made over the course of the week. But Allie is not backing down this time. She is sticking to her gun, saying, look, I feel like Ryan is coming after you guys. Johnny might not be. And I feel like Johnny might stay. And I think at this point, Kayla is in her head remembering, oh, wait a minute. Maddie told me this morning that she might be voting. I feel like the tide is turning here. And Kayla, and Johnny will point this out later in the day, Kayla is somebody who, once she sees that the tide is turning, she is not Paris. She is going to go, oh, wait a minute. No, that's the direction I was always going. That's headed that way. What a coincidence. She did it with Jesse and she's doing it now. So Derek leaves this conversation to go talk to Paris, which we'll get to a little bit later. And in the meantime, Allie is going to continue to work on Kayla and say, look, like, this is happening. You should get on board with this. I think that, Johnny is somebody that you can work with. I think you should go make a deal with Johnny. And this puts a light bulb into Kayla's head. Like, okay, that makes sense. If I can make a deal with Johnny and make sure that Johnny is coming after Derek over me, if Johnny stays and if he comes after us, then at least if he's targeting Derek over me, then that's good, because obviously if she survives Derek, then she's in a decent spot. So that puts Kayla in a position where she's thinking now, I want to make a deal with Johnny. I want to make this happen.
Yeah, no, Kayla was fully turned around here. And it's important to note that, again, Kayla's worrisome about Johnny, because if he wins the triple, he's putting me and Derek up. That's who's going up. But then obviously the counter arguments against Ryan are also strong, because Allie and Olivia articulate that, listen, Ryan's fine. Ryan's not going to be targeted in a triple. Ryan's not going to be taken out. Johnny is someone that will still be targeted. He's the bigger fish here. So that is all well and good. And then we see Kayla starting to realize Derek could be put ahead of me as a target with this. If I talk to Johnny, if I'm able to have him take the shot from me, that's good. And she says this to herself at 1.2 during the day. So we kind of see this start to form. And as you tipped off earlier, as Matt did on Twitter, Johnny's HOH starts becoming a revolving door here for everybody to walk into and make an appointment.
Yes. But in the meantime, Paris is going to have that conversation with Derek that he left to go talk to her about. Paris is telling Derek, yeah, the vote is flipping here and I had nothing to do with it. I don't like this. I'm nervous. I'm the only one that doesn't want to get rid of Ryan. So now Johnny is staying and it's making me very nervous. I don't know about Johnny. I don't like this at all. She thinks that saying this to Derek is going to make Derek feel good about her because Derek wants Johnny to leave. But actually, Derek is going to be like, ha, screw you, Paris. I'm glad that you feel nervous. I want Johnny to stay. Because Derek just hates Paris for some reason. Mm-hmm. He continues to call her an LB, I believe. So she has that conversation with Derek and Derek is buying what she's selling. After Derek leaves, Paris is going to talk to the cameras, and this is going to be sort of the first of many things, which if you want the true explanation for how did Johnny accomplish what he has done over the course of the last few days, it's all in these turn to the camera moments where Paris says, ha 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 ha, all according to my plan. Mm-hmm. I have convinced Derek that I don't know where Johnny stands, but secretly I know Johnny is with me, and that's why I'm saving him this week. Paris thinks, I have done this. I tricked Allie and Liv into thinking that they tricked me. I tricked Derek into thinking I'm not on board. I am the mastermind behind all of this. And we're going to hear most of the people in the house say similar things to the cameras. Meanwhile, Johnny is sitting in his catacomb hell. He's like, this is amazing. This is exactly what I wanted Big Brother to be. Because of course he is the one that made everything happen. So that happens there. Meanwhile, Maddie is going to Kayla. She is confirming, yeah, I'm going to be voting Ryan out. Ryan is coming after you guys. I want to protect you guys. Kayla is now like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'm with you. We should do this. I think that Paris has Ryan, and that's dangerous because Paris is not trustworthy. Paris is the third in a lot of pairs, and I don't think you can trust Paris, Maddie. Kayla still just not very high on Paris, despite how much Paris thought that she was in good with Kayla.
Yeah, no, that relationship seems to be cracking more and more. And I think where Johnny's benefited, Taryn, is that there are too many people here that believe they are the hero of the story and they have the narrative in the palm of their hands. It's amazing how many people are taking credit for something that Johnny planted in the first place. The fact that Kayla, Allie, Paris, Maddie, to some extent, like these are like four, this is like half the house thinking this was us and we fooled everybody. And because they want that big DR muhaha moment, no one's revealing it to each other. They're only revealing it to us, which is a beautiful sight to see because you know that all of them are wrong. Yeah. So it's working out for Johnny perfectly. I feel like with a different cast, with like people that either wanted to follow or like a tight alliance that just would not break no matter what. Or like people that aren't trying to get into the driver's seat, he would have been in trouble. He would have been dead to rights. But the fact that there's enough people here wanting to play, then there's enough people here wanting to build some kind of resume, quote unquote, it's working to his benefit impeccably.
It's very fun to watch. And I like, please, Big Brother Canada, the edit, just it the story tells itself. Just have a montage of every single person saying, I know that Johnny is actually with me and I manipulated the house into keeping them. Like, there's a great, great montage segment you can have for tonight's episode. Please do it. It's so worth it. I would love for it to happen, but of course my hopes aren't that high. So Kayla then has her conversation with Johnny down in the tomb. And she is like, look, she's basically like, hey, it's Derek's fault. Derek wanted to target you. We are not always on the same page. I want to vote to keep you, Johnny. I want to make this happen. And Johnny is like, oh, that's wonderful. I need you in this game, Kayla. I need you to help me because I'm gone. I'm a goner if you don't save me, Kayla. And she's like, well, look, I want to save you, but I need some assurances. I need to know that you're on board with me, that you're going to be able to work with me, and that you would choose me over Derek. And he's like, absolutely, of course. And she says, well, Derek told me that you told him that you would choose Derek over me. And Johnny goes, whoa, no. I remember Derek specifically asking me that, and I made sure to specifically tell him that I would not do that because I knew that he would bring it to you. Like, why would I tell him information that I knew would get to you? Like, I knew that would be able to be used to work against me. So I specifically remember not saying that. And I think Kayla is kind of primed to believe this because she herself has lied to Johnny or lied mm-hmm. about Johnny when Johnny has refused to throw people under the bus. So I think she kind of is like, oh, Derek probably did what I did to Johnny. He might be telling the truth here.
Yeah. Derek's been learning from the master, so I believe it. Yeah, and it's funny because you know that Kayla knows at this point that there's pretty much enough votes to keep Johnny. So she's going to accept whatever he throws because she wants to be in that. She's essentially trying to cut a deal for herself before it's the value of the deal is too little. So it's like, for example, in her head, Paris is still against this. Let me cut a deal before Paris gets in on this transaction. So no matter what Johnny would have said, she would have eaten it up. But I do agree with you. I think that the fact that she thinks that Derek learned from her and is using the same maneuver, she's like partially proud of him, but also thinking, yeah, that probably happened. Good on Derek, but I'm the master here. I'm going to take this. I'm going to do this.
Yeah. And I mean, she's been talking, for a few weeks about how Derek, that she will go before Derek, that she is Derek's meat shield, that Derek has all of these people. And I think she doesn't like that. She's in this to win, especially because I don't know how convinced she is that Derek is that into her. She definitely liked the roses and the bubble bath and all that. But I think that she's kind of like, I can't lose to Derek and then find out that, you know, this is a Drew Daniel situation or something like that. Like, yeah. I need to make sure that my game is good. And Derek is always talking. He's got Will. He's got Paris. He's got everybody's Derek people. And she tells this to Johnny, like, Derek's got all these people. I need Kayla people. Will you be a Kayla person? And Johnny, I will be a Kayla person. I am totally on your side here. I will absolutely make sure that you are safe over Derek. And Kayla asks, Kayla is very happy to hear this. He's like, do we have the vote? Can you do this, Kayla? Can you keep me? Do we even have the votes? Johnny, of course, knows that he has the votes. And Kayla's like, we'll see what we can do. I think I can work on Derek. I think I can help save you. And Johnny's, oh my God, thank you so much. This is so amazing. Which of course, has been Johnny's MO for a few days now. So that's that. Kayla makes a deal with Johnny. Johnny now has a deal with, almost every single person in the house, soon to make one with Derek. So it will make it a clean sweep. And that's with Kayla on board. It's pretty much locked in. Johnny should be safe this week because there's nobody left to really oppose this plan.
Yeah, barring anything insane happening this morning, it's pretty much set, and that's the direction it's going. I kind of want to rewind back real quick to Kayla and Derek and how, you know, Kayla may be thinking, okay, this might not be a real thing. There might not be. We saw a thing yesterday where Kayla and Derek sitting in the HOH room, listening to music, hanging out. And Kayla's kind of got her hand on Derek's leg, kind of caressing the inner thigh, if you will. Not completely. It was PG. It wasn't 18 plus. Anyways, so iPod dies. Derek's walking out of the room on his own. And we hear him whisper, don't effing touch me. Stop effing touching me. So that kind of solidifies and like to everyone that was, you know, not completely sure. Derek's not into Kayla. At least not 100%. Maybe it's a 50-50. Maybe it's a convenience thing. Maybe it was social game that he couldn't backtrack on after it became a thing. And now he just has to stay for convenience sake. Who knows? All I know is there is going to be fallout here, and it's kind of not going to. It's going to be pretty fun to watch. So stay tuned.
Yeah, you know, definitely does not look great for the validity of the relationship. Mm. Obviously, it might have been misinterpreted. Maybe, you know, he could have been saying that for a number of reasons, but not a whole lot of reasons. so, you know, I hate to, again, I hate to be the one of the people that like jumps to conclusions about relationships because they often surprise us, but definitely not the greatest sign for their future relationship. Health. But again, maybe it was something that we have no idea. Maybe it was, I don't know. I honestly can't think of another explanation. But
yeah, I mean, not to bring up everyone's favorite showman, Mark and Elena from last season, but Elena was pushing back a whole hell of a lot. And then they leave the house and they're just stuck like glue to each other. So Derek, Mr. Steal Your Instagram Followers, if he comes out and he starts realizing, oh my God, she's going to find out a lot of people are feeling this way, she might double down and take this deal too. You want to know another showmance that was kind of shaky like that? Austin and Liz. They were completely not so sure if they were going to go about it. Liz was kind of being hesitant. Then they became a full-blown thing and they gave it a shot. So we're not saying that it's completely done. We're not saying that they're not going to give it a shot. We're saying that it might not be 100% love at first sight, slice sincere.
Yeah, yeah. This is not the whirlwind romance of Jess and Cody, who could not keep their hands off of each other and end up winning $1 million. So Kayla is done. Johnny has locked her in. Maddie then runs to Paris and Will and lets Paris know what Kayla said about her, about the you're the third in a lot of pairs. And this actually, this could have been the way that Johnny gets caught. Because Johnny had told Paris that Allie had told him this as a way of creating distrust between Paris and Allie in order to get Paris on board to keep him, thinking that Allie and Liv are not on his side. And so when Paris heard that Kayla said it to Maddie, she was like, oh, that came from Allie. Allie must have told Kayla. Allie must be spreading this about me. I believe the truth of it is that Kayla actually came up with that idea and told Allie, who then told Johnny. But from Paris's perspective, she heard that Allie said it first. So she thinks this is coming from Allie. And she is later going to, I guess we can just finish off this storyline right now. She's going to go and confront Allie about this and say, look, have you been saying this about me? And Allie's going to say, no. Kayla said that to me, which is the truth. And Allie is going to kind of be a little bit skeptical because how did Paris know that it came from me? The only person I told was Johnny. So that was a little bit of a tricky spot that Johnny found himself in, but ultimately nothing really came of it. Allie ended up talking to Johnny and Johnny was like, oh man, Kayla must have said something to Paris that you said that. And the blame all shifted onto Kayla. Johnny managed to get away.
It was perfect. He got away scot-free. That was a close one. And I think this does many things, right? So Johnny tells Paris about this. Paris finds out, instead of jumping to, oh, it was Johnny that told her, thinks it was Allie. So that garners trust because now Paris is like, well, Johnny was honest with me. Johnny gave me information. Johnny's with me. He's not with them because they told him and he told me. So he could have kept that to himself. He likes me. He's with me. Good. And then when she confronts Allie, Allie thinks it was Kayla. Like, it was definitely Kayla. It couldn't have been Johnny. Why would Johnny jeopardize his game this close to being safe? Like, I don't think it would have been Johnny. So it's like one of those things, Taryn, where it's like, Johnny's great. He's clearly showing he's great. He's showing that he's got the gameplay down. At the same time, there are some fumbles here from the other house guests that are really saving his bacon. And this is one of them. But that couldn't have gone better for him, in all honesty. It kind of causes more distrust between these three people of Allie, Paris, and Kayla. And he's fine because he's kind of like the common thread for all three as someone that, you know, is with them, is good with them. So interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, I can even, I think, give credit to Johnny for them trusting him over Kayla, because at the start of this week, they trusted Kayla over him. And yeah, he is really the person that put a wedge in between everyone's relationship with Kayla and dismantled it and got it to the point where she is now the scapegoat for it, for what Johnny is doing. Paris ends up revealing to Allie that Kayla told her, has been telling her, not to trust Allie and Liv, because of course Kayla has been playing both pairs off of each other. Johnny is the one that sussed that out, that told both pairs or both groups that that was happening, and then allowed their natural suspicion and paranoia to end up confirming it in both truthful ways and untruthful ways. And so now, even though nothing came of this in terms of falling back on Johnny, this was important in terms of bridging a little bit of the gap between Paris and Allie and pushing both groups against Kayla and Derek a little bit more, where now they're both pretty primed to go after Dayla, despite the fact that that they've kind of nursed their wounds a little bit of keeping Johnny. They managed to, because that was a danger, right? Of like, sure, Johnny managed to get both groups on board, but then if they, because Allie and Liv were able to get Derek and Kayla on board, he's not causing any rift between the established groups. He's still on the outs, but because that rift is still there, he is still in a place where nobody is coming after him next week or anytime soon, because Dayla is the first threat. And then people are still worried about the opposing group, the Maddie Perez Will or the Allie Liv group. So he's got himself into a good spot. And again, I'll try to have a more concise summary of where that all stands toward the end of it. But that was an important moment during the day. So unless you have a comment on that, let's quickly move on to Kayla and Derek. After Kayla has her conversation with Johnny, she goes and she says, look, I think we should keep Johnny. To Derek, does not tell Derek about the nature of her conversation with Johnny, which tells me that at the very least, she thinks it's valuable. She thinks that this is, in fact, what she wants to do with Johnny, and she's going to keep that from Derek. Derek agrees to save Johnny when Kayla proposes it. Again, he's happy that Paris is scared. He's like, this is great. And this is why Paris pretending that she doesn't want this when she actually kind of does, but also kind of doesn't, it's helping make the plan happen, because it's allowing somebody like Derek to feel like, I'm not the loser in this situation. Paris is the loser in this situation. She is the one scared. She is the one that Johnny will probably go after if Johnny stays, because she's the one that that is opposed to this. And I'm not going to be the one that is opposed to this. So it really, really helped out Johnny with Derek there. So Derek is now on board. He wants to keep Johnny in the house.
Yeah, and it's honestly, it comes down to the fact that once you realize the tide is turning against your initial plan, you want to get safety out of it if the plan doesn't go the way you want. So exactly what you said. Paris is the one in everyone's eyes right now that looks like she's waffling still, and she's gung-ho on keeping Ryan, and that's the perfect scapegoat they need to survive one more week, right? That's the perfect scapegoat for this duo to stay together. And Johnny has, I feel like, moving forward from this week, should he stay, which is honestly is looking like he is, Johnny is the third in every alliance, kind of. Johnny is in the middle of three duos, and two duos on a threesome, and that's as good a spot as any right now. Because whoever wins, they're going to need him. They're going to try and play with him to move forward. Once you're a free agent in the middle of these three, they got to start taking shots at each other, right? And honestly, Taryn, it does really come down. If there's a triple anywhere there, that's where Johnny's going to be put up. And that's his, like, dangerous spot. Because, like, you put a duo up, you put Johnny up next to them as the kicker. And that's it. Everyone's fine. To go back to what you were saying, Derek definitely wants to kind of keep himself safe and, Kayla safe in the process. And by him believing that Paris is, the one that's going to be hurt by this deal the most, that's good for him. That's fine for him. LB's going to be dealing with some things for him. So he's happy.
Yes. So Derek now with this new plan of keeping Johnny is going to go to Will and have some beers with Will. And they really love sharing a beer. And they agree that keeping Johnny is good for their game. Derek feels like he's kind of initiating this a little bit like, oh, yeah, I feel like maybe we should keep Johnny. And Will is, of course, assuring Derek, I will keep you over Kayla. They're both kind of positioning themselves to make sure that they're the one that stays over their showman's partner. And Will even goes as far as to suggest to Derek, maybe we don't even need to take Johnny out in the near future. Maybe we can bring him down toward the end of the game. Make a guys thing. I know you love guys things, Derek. We got to keep these guys strong. And Derek was kind of receptive to that. He was kind of hearing what Will was putting down.
Yeah, no, Derek's crack a cold one open with the boys strategy is kind of what he wants. Ain't no party like a sausage party for Derek, apparently. He's very good with this. He's very okay with this. And I love that his first thing he says when he comes back to Kayla is, I had a beer with Will. I feel good. I feel like this is the way to go. And he's kind of receptive to this, as you alluded to. It's it honestly does seem like by Derek really trying to pull Will in this week, I feel like he's woken Kayla up a little. I think that's one of the points this week where Kayla realizes his social game is really well on point, and I think he's going to be safe. I need to start making something happen in the event that the two of us go up. Because she knows that, you know, there is only how many more weeks are they going to make it before the both of them are put up together. She's going to try and avoid being the target there. And she knows she has, you know, a hard task in front of her because of the way Derek's been able to have these social interactions. So, you know, cracking a cold one with the boys, working for Derek right now might be his downfall. We'll see.
Yes. So Derek is going to go to Johnny and he's going to fall into this trap harder than most. He goes to Johnny. He's like, look, I've got the power to keep you in this game. If I want you to stay, we can make it happen. And Johnny's like, oh my God. Thank you, Derek. I would be so extremely grateful if you did this for me. My game is done without you. I need you in this game. Derek's like, yeah, I mean, I'm willing to save you, but you've got to be my number one moving forward. And Johnny's, of course, I am fully on board, Derek. And so Derek is like, all right, here we go. I'm secretly the one that is masterminding this. He genuinely does think that he's getting votes for Johnny. He genuinely feels like he's saving Johnny to some extent. And he doesn't realize that he's like 2 days late here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Johnny is a professional at feeding people's egos. He really knows how to play that role. He really knows how to make himself seem tiny. And people eat it up really easily. No one sees Johnny as he's playing me, at least at the very moment, at least during this week. No one's seeming that way, which is astounding considering how last week went down. It's astounding considering the eviction fallout. Like, he was dead to rights. If you made me pick someone, I would have never been more confident than this week to be like, Thursday night, Johnny's going home. It's done. Like, let's just wrap this up, put a bow on it. It's a foregone week. This might be our BB19 recap week where we just wake up every morning. We're like, Johnny's going. So this conversation happened. That's it. But no, Johnny maneuvered the hell out of this, has definitely finessed so many people. And Derek really feeling himself after this conversation, really feeling good about the Derek brand.
Yeah. So Derek is then going to go to Allie and Liv to get some more votes. He's like, so are you guys willing to vote out Johnny or to vote to keep Johnny? Cause I feel like maybe that is the better thing. And they're like, yeah, you know what? You make a good point. We should keep Johnny. And so then Derek is like, all right, two more votes. All right. Derek leaves and then Allie is going to be like, all right, we got Derek. We flipped the house. Can you believe it? We are so good at this game. And Liv is like, I helped too. And they're patting themselves on the back for, mm-hmm. I can't believe we masterminded this plan to keep Johnny. We tricked everyone into doing it. Now he's going to be on our side. It's going to be so great. They'd been talking about potentially targeting Johnny in the triple if there was a triple. But now they feel like even in the triple, Allie and Liv feel like they would put up Dela and Maddie on the block. They would save Johnny for a little bit later. That happened.
Yeah, I feel like an interesting, if there's a group of friends watching the show tonight together, place bets on who you think is going to get the confessional of our plan worked or my plan worked. Because honestly, every single person in this house is going to have that confessional. And I would love another montage on top of the initial montage of everyone saying, my plan worked, I executed it to perfection, and now Johnny is safe. You know what else is funny, Taryn? Usually when someone's name doesn't come up, it's a good thing. We have not talked about Ryan at all, and it's horrible for him. He is gonzo. It's bad. Adios. See, the twist saved you, but not this week.
Yeah. He's going to pop up toward the end of the day, but it's going to be too little too late for Ryan at this point. So Johnny ends up talking to Will. Johnny just letting Will know that when Kayla was talking to him, she referenced Will as sort of a Derek lackey, and that she feels like, and this must be coming from Derek, if she feels this way, that Derek has Will under the palm of his thumb, the palm of his thumb.
That all right, we'll go with it.
Yeah, not even close. Not even close. The rule of his thumb? I don't even know what I was going for.
Wrapped around his finger.
Yeah, something like that. Derek eventually comes back to Johnny, and he's like, all right, Johnny, I've got at least 3 votes for you. I think things are looking good. I've been subtly working for you. I've been, pro Johnny, but not too pro Johnny, so people don't suspect things too much. But I think we're going to make this happen. And Johnny, oh, thank you so much. I will be forever grateful. This reminds me of Survivor South Pacific when Coach like did a whole mime like mock finding the idol for the benefit of Brandon Hand. Where like they had the idol for a long time and they hadn't told Brandon about it, and then they eventually they're like, okay, we need to tell Brandon that we have this idol. Let's pretend that we just now found it and we're just now telling him. This is like what Johnny is doing with Derek, where he's like, he's letting Derek go through the motions of rounding up the votes that Johnny has already done. And Derek is going like, oh, I found an idol here and an idol. I can't believe this. This is amazing. I am doing such great work. And then he's going, reporting back to Johnny. He's like, we did this. We did it. We're good. And Johnny's like, oh, thank you so much. It's all play acting.
It's too good. And I must say, Taryn, your impression of thankful Johnny is now my favorite impression you do. I love it. It's so perfect. But yeah, it's got to be fun to be Johnny. Like, picture being Johnny at this very moment. You were dead to rights, and now you watch the entire house kowtow to what your plan was and try and take credit for it when you know you've done it all along. It's got to be fun. He's enjoying himself. He's having a good time with this, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I think obviously this was all necessary to get him to be safe this week. But I think the only potential downside is that, like, how does Johnny take credit for this in the end if he's in the final two? Because everyone's going to be like, you can't take credit for saving yourself, Johnny, because I was the one that saved you. I think what Johnny would have to do is like, okay, if you thought you were the person that saved me on the week that I didn't go home, raise your hand, and then the entire jury will raise their hand. That would be wonderful.
That would be epic. I would be here for that. 100%.
All right. So Johnny goes to Paris and Will. Paris is talking about how she finds it annoying that Allie and Liv think that they are the ones that flipped the house when really it was her and Will. And Johnny's like, yeah, man. We sure tricked them. Paris also feels bad for Ryan because she does have a good relationship with Ryan. And this is when Ryan is going to come back into play. Ryan, who rightfully felt safe all week long, is just doing the rounds, double checking, checking in with people to make sure nothing has changed. She's going and talking to Derek, and he's like, so, hey, you know, how are things going? What's happening? And Derek is like, Yeah, you know, some people might be wavering a little bit. Like, you know, people might be, you know, it happens in the house. And Ryan's like, "Whoa, okay, well, I mean, are we still good? You're gonna save me if there's a tie. You're gonna, you know, break it in my favor." And Derek's like, "Yeah, don't worry about it." And he's like, "Okay, cool." And Derek's like, "I mean, so when you stay this week, you know, what are your plans for next week?" And Derek, Ryan is saying, "You know, I mean, I'm not going to put you on the block. Don't worry, Derek. But probably going to put Kayla on the block. Just because, you know, that's probably good for you and your game, Derek. Because like Kayla maybe as a pawn against like someone like Maddie. And you know, even if Kayla goes, like you're still in the house, and that's good for your game." And Derek is internally going, "You are an idiot. I hate you." And then he says that out loud after Ryan leaves.
Yeah, Ryan, here's the thing. So last week, everyone assumes, Ryan himself included, that he's going home. Johnny, in an attempt to jury management him just in case, spills everything. Spills that he is a super fan, that he's watched everything, feeds included. He's watched all these other shows that are similarly formatted. And Ryan did nothing with this information this week at all. Like, that should have been the trump card. That should have been something to at least add to the adversity. But as you mentioned, the fact that he felt so freaking comfortable, he just didn't see a need to use it, I suppose. He thought, this is something special from one superfan to another. This was something we shared, and it doesn't need to be mentioned. Which, honestly, should have been mentioned. Because you tell this to the right people, the fans, the ones that haven't only watched 800 hours of the show, allegedly, and they would start realizing that Johnny's probably doing some things behind the scenes more than he's letting on to. But he held on to this information, and I was going to go out the door with it. And honestly, it's like, I want to feel bad for him. I want to feel bad that everything's turning on its head on him. But the fact of the matter is, feeling that complacent and doing nothing with information you had is just bad for you. And then when you go to people to give them information or to help them out or to help yourself, you're doing the wrong thing. Going to Maddie. Maddie, you and I are good. Unless it's a triple, I have to put you up. I'm going to put you up. Going to Derek. Listen, your showmance, like, she's all right, but I'll put her up. I won't put you up, though, but I'm going to put her up. It's like, why? What are you doing? Like, I don't, if you're being honest, stop being honest. Like, enough is enough. He just has too many faults at this point for me to feel bad for him.
I think it's a case he genuinely likes Johnny so much that he doesn't want to throw Johnny under the bus. The furthest he goes with Johnny when he's talking to Derek is he's like, "Well, I mean, just so you know, if Johnny is saying that he's not coming after you, that would be a shift in the tone that I was talking with him about." And that's as far as he goes. And he has so much information on Johnny. But that conversation that Johnny had with him, the jury management, was so genuine and so good on Johnny's part that and Johnny was like, "Please, like, if you somehow stay, like, you're going to screw my whole game over because I'm telling you all this." And Ryan is like, "No, I would never do that to you, Johnny." Mm. And he's not. He likes Johnny too much. And like you even saw in the episode, Ryan is giving Johnny pep talks. Like, Ryan wants Johnny to stay. Ryan feels like Johnny is the mastermind of the season, and he just got screwed by a twist. And he's like, "Man, it sucks that you have to go. I wish that we could both stay here." And so I think that, I mean, obviously this could go one of two ways. I think that if and when Ryan goes home tonight, he'll be like, "Wow, Johnny was not kidding. He is amazing at this game." Mm-hmm. Or he'll be like, "I cannot believe I didn't use the information I had on Johnny." And that might make him angry at Johnny that like that he held something in for personal reasons and it ended up screwing him over. So, you know, obviously you have to watch out for that. Again, it's like there's not much Johnny can do about that at this point. Better to be in the game and have Ryan mad at you than out of the game and Ryan happy with you. But I think it could go either way at this point. I think Johnny's jury management skills are good enough that that he doesn't need Ryan, even if he does end up losing Ryan. But I also think there's a very good shot, a very good chance that Ryan will respect, be like, "Wow, I applaud you, Johnny. I have no idea how you did that."
Yeah. And I feel like I'm to eulogize Ryan here for a second. It all boils back down to obviously his preseason stuff we saw him want to be this villain. He wanted to play the villain role. He wanted to do all these things. And the fact of the matter is, because he got shot down so quick early on, he felt the need to be honest. He felt the need to be good. He felt he wanted to belong. It all comes back to Ryan had nobody. From like week two, he gets rid of his closest person to garner some kind of closeness with the rest. And he really didn't get that. I feel like he felt like he was getting that, but he obviously realizes he doesn't have that. This is his fourth time on the block. And what little closeness he has at this point, Johnny's one of them. And we talked about this like multiple times today, how Johnny was able to always make, is always able to make you feel good and feel good about yourself. And that's one of the few moments where Johnny was very vulnerable and lets his shield completely down and talks to Ryan. And I feel like Ryan feels like that's a moment that only he knows about and he shares. And also, obviously, going back to the fact that he thought Ryan got screwed. I mean, Johnny got screwed and is now out the door no matter what. He was like, I don't need to use this. I'm just going to, you know, I wouldn't want to do this to another super fan. Let him enjoy his last couple of days. He's going home anyways. We're good. For me, it's just shocking, ultimately, because this could have been information to save him. And I do feel like Ryan's going to be the game respects game type of person. And even if he isn't, Johnny will be able to turn him back just like he did with telling him that he's a super fan. It'll be okay.
Yes. So so the final conversation of the night, Ryan talks to Paris. He's a little bit worried now after his conversation with Derek. He's like, well, people, what's going on? And Paris is like, yeah, you know, people might be a little bit on the fence now. And Ryan's like, why do people keep saying that? What's going on? And Paris is like, yeah, there's a reason people are saying that. I don't know if things are looking great. And Ryan's like, what do you mean? Why are people not just telling me straight up? Like they told me straight up last time. Like, am I going home? Like what's going on? And Paris is like, look, I want you here. But I don't know if I can stick my neck out to save you. I feel like I'm the only one. And Ryan's like, oh my God. This is not good. So Ryan essentially now has gotten a decent warning from Paris. He knows that he's in some trouble. And as we've been talking, he has been going around this morning. Of course, they go to bed after that conversation. He's been going around this morning asking about votes. He talked to Will, and Will gave him some BS about like, oh yeah, if you get enough people, we might keep you. He apparently just talked to Maddie, and Maddie said, no, not keeping you. Sorry. You know, we may see Ryan do some last minute campaigning. Maybe he uses the information now today, before the eviction. It probably won't make a difference at this point. It's probably too late. But we may see Ryan do some crazy things. Who knows? But so that's really where we leave off here. You know, after a day of craziness, Ryan is now somewhat aware that he is in deep trouble tonight. And it looks like Johnny is probably going to be staying. And that's some crazy stuff.
It's unbelievable. Again, you ask anybody Thursday night, gun to their head, who is going home this week? Everyone's saying Johnny if he doesn't win HOH. Johnny is looking safe. I think at this point, Taryn, even if Ryan spills this information, even if he tries, it's going to fall on deaf ears. Enough people feel confident about this move now. Enough people feel like this is a big notch on their belt. Enough people feel like this is a good step forward for them to target the other duo or the other threesome or the other pair, however you want to phrase it, that this is a win-win-win-win for them. So they're not going to turn. The fact is Ryan had nobody coming in. Ryan didn't have an alliance coming in. Johnny did, and then Johnny seemed like he was a lone wolf. And I think now Johnny will take over the lone wolf role because Johnny seems more beneficial to people's games than Ryan ever could have been. And this is just a classic case of you were the pawn enough times that people no longer feel comfortable because if they don't win, they're going to sit next to you and go home. So they're going to get rid of you so that they have a fighting chance. Ryan, take care. See you in the jury segments.
Yes. So just to do the quick recap here, just to like to get an understanding of where we went from to where we are now and how things have changed. At the start of this week, obviously, There's not a single person in the house that wants Johnny there. Allie and Liv have been gunning for him for a little while. They don't trust him. They just betrayed Erica. They want him out of the house. Derek and Kayla just got confirmation that Johnny had secretly been gunning for them for weeks, and they just took out Erica. And if they hadn't, then they would have been in deep trouble. So they're feeling like, we definitely need to get Johnny out of this house. He's way too good at competitions. He is coming after us. We need him gone. Paris, Maddie, and Will, they all felt like they were getting closer to Dayla. They wanted to do what Dayla wanted. Will felt very hurt and betrayed about what Johnny did, voting to evict him and then lying about it. Will wanted Johnny out of the house. He wanted to stab him in the back when he least expected it. Paris wanted Johnny out of the house because she wanted to keep Ryan, and she felt like Johnny was a danger to her game. Maddie wanted Johnny out of the house because he was too good at competitions, and she wanted to appease Dayla. And so every single person in the house wanted Johnny gone. And again, talking about the three structures in the house, the Dayla combination, Allie and Liv are on one side, and then Paris, Maddie, and Will are on another side. Dayla was at the center of it. They had Paris, Maddie, and Will. They were reeling them in. They had them on one side. Allie and Liv, they had reeled them in. They had them on the other side. And in this structure, there was no way for Johnny to stay. We said it. It makes no sense for anybody to keep Johnny. They all wanted him gone. And so Johnny had the difficult task of changing the entire landscape of the house to the point where we now are seeing people say, well, maybe it is good for this person to keep Johnny in the house. Maybe it is good for this person to keep Johnny in the house. That's not because it was always good for them to keep Johnny in the house. That's because Johnny changed the structure around him to the point where it actually then made sense to keep Johnny in a roundabout way, right? So what Johnny did was he went to Allie and Liv and he said, will you guys keep me? They said, no. And that made Johnny realize, okay, if they're not willing to keep me, that must mean that they're secretly working with Dayla. I know that Dayla is also trying to work with Paris and Maddie and Will because Will already gave me that heads up. That means Dayla is in the center of everything. So Johnny understands the structure of the house now, and he's going to use that to his benefit. He goes back and forth between the Paris side and the Allie side, and he tells them both, Dayla's working both of you guys. And here's some proof. Go talk to Kayla, figure this out. But like, it's very clear she's working both of you guys. That makes them start to distrust Dayla, right? So that's the start of everything. That's how he gets the seeds planted. At that point, Allie and Liv start to recognize we made a mistake in taking Erica out. We need Johnny in this house. Then he goes to Paris, and he really sells it hard to Paris. They are working with Allie and Liv. Paris starts to see that herself. Will starts to come back around on Johnny. Johnny is working his social game with Will. He gets them on board. This brings us to, a couple days ago when we were saying there was a seesaw. How does he get these two people, these two sides to come together to vote to keep him? This is when he convinces both sides that it's their secret plan, that he's truly with them, and they need to mastermind this whole thing and trick the other side into joining them. So he does that. Both sides feel like they're the secret masterminds under his supervision. That happens. And then, of course, everything that we see today happens where they go to Dayla. Dayla then makes a deal with Johnny. Now everybody has a deal with Johnny. And as we talked about, Allie and Paris both have come together and have recognized that Kayla is trying to play them off of each other. And so now a lot of, like, basically everyone is coming after Dayla. Johnny is sitting neatly in the middle. And that's basically what happened.
Yeah, if anyone wants to edit this and add a hip hop beat to the background, Taryn just freestyled the entire week's event. So well done, Taryn.
Thank you. Yes. So I mean, we can obviously get into more detail than that, but I feel like that is the general sense of what Johnny did to convince everyone to completely, flip around the house and everything that was happening in it. Very, very impressive stuff. We don't see this kind of thing very often. We often talk about, like, oh, in order for this person to stay, they would need to change the entire dynamic of the house, which is very difficult to do when you're in a position where nobody is willing to believe you because you're on the block and you'll do and say anything. But he managed to suss out the truth in the house. He managed to point it out to people, expose it, change their minds on things, get people to trust him over everybody else, and then make everyone think that they secretly had Johnny as their secret weapon when actually everybody thought that. And he's looking to stay in this house this week.
Yeah. Taryn, Mitch or Johnny?
we'll have to see. We'll have to see how Johnny continues playing out. I mean, obviously Johnny is more, you know, I think Johnny has made more mistakes than Mitch. Mm-hmm. But he's also a bit more battle tested at this point. He's lasted a little bit longer and looking to probably make it further. Obviously, I think that Mitch's situation was worse than Johnny's, and Mitch was not able to dig himself out of that situation. But Johnny's was pretty bad, and he managed to dig himself out of it. So, if Johnny goes on to win this game, obviously I'm going to say Johnny. If Johnny, honestly, if Johnny makes it even just a couple more weeks, I'd probably say go with Johnny, just because I don't know enough about how Mitch would have been able to handle the back half of the game.
Fair, fair. All right, sounds good.
Yes. Brian on Twitter says, you didn't mention Johnny's cam talk where he said something to the effect that he has everyone bamboozled and will come after all of them now. Yes, this is sort of what I alluded to when Johnny said that he loves this. This is exactly what he wanted Big Brother to be. He's like, because people have been asking me too, who is Johnny really loyal to? Because he's every single group thinks that they're secret, that he's secretly with them. And my answer has been, I don't think he's loyal to a single person. And that's why it doesn't make sense to keep him, because he's not secretly on anybody's side. Johnny is in a position where he can choose whoever he wants based on the circumstances of next week. If he has a preference, I think he would prefer Will over anyone else, just because Will is the most easily manipulated person by him. But other than that, Johnny he's willing to cut anybody's throat, and he said as much on the feeds. He doesn't care for any of these people. He's here for his husband and his family and his friends, and he's like, I'm gonna cut all their throats.
Yeah, and he in that very same monologue, he mentioned that with these people, all of them turned around and voted at Erica. I'm gonna get them back one by one by one. So yeah, no, I think he's truly a lone wolf. Like, yes, he knows his power of manipulation. He knows his capability of making it seem like he's with people. But truly and honestly, he's probably the most out for himself than anybody else in that house right now.
All right. So I think that's all we've got for you for the update today. This might be a record, might be the longest one we've ever done. Although it is an asterisk because we did an episode recap at the start as well.
That's fair. Yeah.
But still, long, long update. Again, I hope that you guys enjoyed this. I hope that the episode shows even a percentage of this. I just feel like the setup for the montage is so, so good. And that is like a season defining edit right there, like a season defining montage. If you can edit that correctly, it is, even if people don't like Johnny, that is, would just be so good to see and so fun to watch. I really hope they do it. I'm scared that it's going to be like, oh look, Derek flipped the vote. So we'll see, but make sure you tune in tonight. Should be an exciting episode of television. Johnny hopefully staying in this house, looking like it's going to happen. And then we will be live after the episode to recap everything that goes down. Not sure. I sent a message to Erica. Not sure if we're going to be able to get her tonight, but we'll just have to wait and see. Of course, I'll be back live tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything happening on the feeds after Johnny potentially stays and we get a new HOH. And then, of course, check out the Taryn Show. I spoke with June Song for the episode that is out this week. Very, very fun stuff. I've talked a lot about it. Sneak preview for next week. Probably in a couple of hours, I will be speaking with Ben Driebergen, winner of Survivor, Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. So make sure you stay tuned for the Taryn Show next week as well. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Puya is at Puyaism. Subscribe on iTunes and all of that great stuff. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will see you next time.